As a youth leader, you are in a unique position to help teens work through the life challenges they face. But in order to do this, you must make yourself visible and available. Youth must know that they can approach you and that you care about them and their problems. Let's start with being visible. This means you are present in and around the lives of your students. This represents a willingness to invest your time in the teenager's world. And this is not always convenient. It means more than just attending church events. You might need to go above and beyond to be part of their community. The more teenagers see you at other activities, the more accessible you become. They might ask to talk to you when you least expect it. Take time to think through what it would mean for you to be visible to your students. How can you be present in and around their lives? Prayerfully consider how you can make this a reality in your ministry. God will reveal opportunities to you as you cultivate a sincere desire to make yourself visible to your students. Besides being visible, you also need to be available. This means you are accessible and approachable for youth when they need help. It's not enough that they see you around. They also need to feel comfortable to approach you with issues that might be very personal to them. Remember that it's recommended for male leaders to counsel teenage boys and female leaders to counsel teenage girls. Each gender should have someone available to them. Availability isn't just about having time to talk to someone. It's also about having the right character qualities that make you someone a student wants to approach. First, have a humble attitude. Every student should know that you consider them worthy of your time. Personal humility will help students feel comfortable to approach you for help. Secondly, take opportunities to show vulnerability by sharing your own story. When a student knows their leader has experienced a crisis themselves, they see a realness that makes them more approachable. Finally, develop a non-judgmental attitude. If a student hears a leader condemning someone else's mistake, they will be hesitant to approach with their own problems. In contrast, if a student hears a leader express care and concern without judgment, they know they will be treated fairly. Here are a few more ways that a leader can be visible and available to students going through a crisis. Do create a safe place to counsel youth that is private but does not isolate the student and leader from others. Do offer to pray with the teenager, but don't press the issue if they decline. Do set healthy boundaries of how much help and time you can offer in dealing with a crisis. It is not healthy to be their only source of hope and counsel. Point out other people in their lives who can also support. Finally, be honest about the level of confidentiality they can expect from you. Don't promise that you will never tell what the student reveals to you. Even if you have set an expectation of privacy in your small group situation or mentorship, there are some things that cannot be kept quiet. Self-destructive behavior or abusive situations must be brought into the open to be dealt with. Be clear that because you care about the student, you may have to repeat what they have shared with others more qualified to help. The critical thing to do in this situation is not to make a promise you can't keep. If you tell a student you will keep their secret, then tell someone, you'll have broken their trust and may damage the relationship forever. Even if you had good intentions, the teen may be very hurt and have a hard time forgiving you. Remember, neither you nor the student is alone in overcoming these challenges. You're part of a team that includes the student's family, friends, church members, and others who will join you in praying and working to help the teenager find healing.